Dear brothers and sisters, these days in Eucharistic liturgy we are listening from Gospel, Jesus' speech on the mountain that presents Jesus' program and presents the essence of evangelic morals. We know that Jesus said that he did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the laws and the prophecy. And it refers especially to the commandment of love. The gospel we have just heard gives us most solemn expression about a lover for enemy. You have heard, it is said, to love our fellow men and to hate enemy, but I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. These are beautiful words. These are words that confuse us because they seem far too idealistic and something we cannot achieve. All of us have suffered something in the past, some kind of an injustice, and you know very well how hard it is to overcome anger and not desire revenge or go for it. He hurt me far so much, I cannot forget, I cannot forgive. How many times do we hear such thoughts blossoming in the most profound part of our heart? In order to understand indeed Jesus' words, we have to find their purpose, their final reason. And this is found in the book of Levites. Go and say to Israelites, be holy because I am holy, Yahweh your God. What does it mean God is holy? First of all, he is almighty. He is transcendent. He lives in a light that is far beyond our reach. One who is radically and immensely, eternally different from any other reality. He is pure, without any sin. He is pure light. God is light, and there is no darkness in it, St. John writes. In the end, it means that God is love. That is that great revelation of the New Testament. Holiness is love. God is love. God loves. God loves himself, this eternal goodness, how not to, and how not to do so before loving anything else. And then everything else after that, God creates in out of love, and with love he creates this world out of love in order to share with others something of his perfection. Eternal love, Dante writes, is God, and describes the creative momentum of God. God loves every single creature. Every creature participates in a certain measure in God's perfection and reflects partly his kindness. God loves above everything all reasonable beings. He loves angels and he loves human beings who are capable of understanding him, getting to know him, love him and respond to his love. Men are sinners. But God loves sinners. We are his creatures. To love Sinners means to call them to conversion, means to wait, just like Father waited for his prodigal son. God hates the world and God loves the sinner and wants to send him free from the world. This is why he sent his son into this world to die and pay on the cross the price of our salvation. We are children, sons of God through our baptism. Saint Paul says, don't you know you are the temple of God? Don't you know the Spirit of God dwells within you? If we are the sons of God the Father, if we are Jesus' brothers and we have a Holy Spirit within us, then we have to behave in accord with it. We have to imitate God, love our enemies, pray for those who persecute us. If we want to be sons of our Father who is in heaven, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We have to imitate Him above everything, loving God the way God loves Himself, and then we have to love all God's creatures the same way God loves them, also sinners, since God loves them too, and we have to love our enemies too, because God loves them too. We need to love our enemies and sinners the way God loves them, not because they are enemies or sinners, but so they may stop being enemies, may stop being sinners. And what does it mean to love? To love, it means to desire that what is good, the best for the person we love. To love our enemy means to wish all the best to our enemy in the first place, pray for their conversion and repentance, because the worst evil is sin and we want them to become free from that evil. Imagine a mother whose son is behaving badly and he's even treating his mother badly. She wants to love him, she wants to the best for him. She wants him to become good. She is praying and offering sacrifices for that intention. What does it mean to pray for our enemies and to love them? It means to pray for them. It means to offer sacrifices for them so they may convert themselves and cease being our enemies. Among Christians, there is a saying that is little by little disappearing, as much as many treasures are unfortunately disappearing from our Christian tradition. And that saying is poor sinners, to pray for poor, miserable sinners. With these words, you see that we condemn sinner, but there is also mercy and love for the sinner. Think of Blessed Virgin Mary. She is haven of sinners. She is not because she likes sin. She is Immaculate Conception, and she loves sinners because she wants all of her sons to be saved, as Mother that we mentioned a moment ago. How many times Saint Lourdes and Fatima, Blessed Mother, called to pray for sinners, to pray for miserable sinners. Saint Bernadette and Fatima shepherds understood the lesson and message well. Their life was the life of prayer and penance offered for the conversion of sinners. Saint Bernadette was guaranteed heaven by Immaculate Conception, but in everything she behaved nevertheless with utmost perfection, because she did not expect to go to heaven without behaving in a saintly, perfect way. Though, you know, Blessed Mother guaranteed her heaven. But Saint said, under condition that I live by book and do everything I need in order to earn heaven. Jacinta, she was a burning offering victim for conversion of sinners. That became her passion. And she was offering sacrifices of all kinds. She would give her breakfast to a poor person in the street and was hungry throughout the day. August is hot and she was thirsty, but she would not take a drop of water. And when brother was picking up some fruit she was asking for, the bitter one. She was suffering from a severe headache, and frogs were making such a terrible noise, causing her all the more pain, but she did not allow her brother to kick frogs away because she wanted to have something to offer to God. Our Lady is asking for our prayers to participate in the salvation of sinners with our prayer and sacrifices offered for them. The teaching and lesson of gospel we have heard today is that God is holy, He is merciful, good Father. We have to inherit Him. He is that God who allows the sun to shine on both good and bad ones, and rain to fall on honest and dishonest. Think of Blessed Virgin Mary. Think of all saints and martyrs. Think of all Christians who have set a wonderful example. History of the Church is full of us who are miserable, but at the same time also full of examples of Christians that have lived the commandment Jesus loved. Saint Maria Goretti forgave the assassin who slaughtered her with knife. Saint Charbel was shouting, "I love you," when natives were killing him, beating him to death. Another saint had the strength to forgive assassin of her husband. Later on became even godmother of assassin's child.
Seen.
Son of Victor Pachelet prayed for the one who killed his father. John Paul II forgives his attacker, and Martin Luther King wrote later on, "We say to our enemies, we shall resist your ability to cause suffering with our ability to endure it. We shall oppose your physical strength with the strength of our spirit. Do whatever you want to us, and we shall still love you." Dear brothers and sisters, let us try to be indeed sons of God who is in heaven. He forgives all our sins. He heals all our weaknesses. He is merciful and gracious. Good, never gets angry. His anger will never last forever. He does not treat us according to our sins. He does not pay us according to our guilt. His goodness is with those who fear Him. Amen.